morning still enclosed in our right mind. We thank and we praise your holy name, O God, because you are worthy of all of our praise. I say hallelujah to your will and to your way this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come binding the hand of the enemy this morning. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse. And we pull down every stronghold. Every plan that the enemy got out against us and our loved ones, Lord God, we curse it to the root. We say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against every plan that the enemy of our soul have out against us this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that you open doors that has been closed in our face today. Lord God, we thank you that you make a way for us out of no way, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you this morning, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your angels on assignment, Lord God, your ministering angels, your warfare angels, and your angels of protection, oh God, that is surrounding us like a shield today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you told us in your word, oh God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are lenders and not the borrowers. You have truly made us rich, oh God, and no sorrow has been added. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are mindful of us this day in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we thank you that it is well in our soul. It is well in our homes, God. It is well in our communities. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Fanny. And today we're going to talk about one of the fruits of the Spirit, self-control. The meaning of self-control is the ability to control oneself and particularly one's emotions and desires, or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in a different situation, like a city that is broken in two and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. Did you hear what I said? You like a city that's broken into if you have no control over your spirit. And that I'm not making up. That's in Proverbs 25 and 28. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. You know, that's some good stuff. You are better than a mighty man if you can control your spirit. And you are better than he who rules a city, if you can control your spirit. That's letting us know if your spirit is out of control, the city will fall apart. So we got to control our spirit. That's in Proverbs 2, 16 and 32. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and 7. We got to pray first, people, before we can do anything. Because without prayer, we won't know what to do, and which direction to turn to. We need guidance and directions from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Jesus, just as in our physical life, we must breathe, eat, and exercise. So in the spiritual life, we must observe these three essentials to success and happiness. In the book of Romans, in the 12th chapter, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And our mind is renewed by the word of God. No other way can it get renewed but except through the word of God to be done the right way. Amen? The Christian life is a growth, and we must not expect to get great results at first. But we must follow these three essentials to Christian life and growth. We shall live happiness. We shall have happiness and joy in Christ's services here on earth. The word of God say, don't despise small beginnings. Like my mama used to say when she was living, you got to start somewhere. And starting in the middle is not going to get it. You got to start from the beginning. Study and show yourself approved. We grow by eating first. We must eat. What is the food for spiritual life? The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. That's in John 16:63. If we want life and life more abundant, we got to get the word inside of us, people. We can't do it no other way. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. That's in Jeremiah 15:16. If you want your heart to be delighted, study the word. Read the word. Pray the word daily. Daily reading and study of the Bible are necessary to spiritual growth in life. If we want these fruits of the Spirit to grow in our lives, the first thing we got to do is know the word. We got to study the word. Amen? Study and show yourself approved. If we do not eat this food for the soul, we shall not grow, but shall finally starve spiritually. We'll grow everywhere else, but not spiritually. We need the spiritual food, people, to sustain us on this earth. We grow by breathing, number two. Second, we must breathe spiritually. Prayer is the breath of the soul. Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray continually. And in Romans 2:12, we read, faithful in prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. You know, before we go to make a decision about anything, I don't care what it is. It could be something as simple as combing your hair or putting on the right clothes. We got to pray. When we first wake up in the morning, our feet hit the floor. Even before our head get up off the pillow. Thank him and praise him and ask him, okay, Holy Spirit, show us what to do today, where to go today, what to say today, because it's all about Jesus. Amen? Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We don't be anxious when we even study that word to God. And we know what the word say. And we know how to say the word. But we become anxious when we don't know what in the world is going on. But when we study the word, we'll know. That's in Philippians 4:16. Make our requests be made known. We got to come to God. Nobody is too big or too out there or too much of this or too much of that without God. We need God for every area of our life. We can't make it without him. Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Ask and it will give them to you. Matthew 7:7. Prayer and its answer is a wonderful thing and a more wonderful experience. It is the very breath of the soul. Without prayer, the spiritual life will perish sooner than the lack of any essential. You know, we need the spiritual life more than anything. If we don't have it, we won't be sustained. Matthew 7:7 and Mark 11:24. Number three, we must exercise and engage in Christian work. Just like we go to the gym and work out so we can get the right kind of body and be healthy and all that good stuff, we got to exercise the Christian way. The Bible say exercise profit us nothing. It's all right to exercise. Ain't nothing wrong with keeping healthy. But if you want to profit, you got to study the word. We are to labor in God's vineyard. Matthew 21:28. Mark 16:15 tells us, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Jesus came into the world not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Amen? We get it back. We think everybody's supposed to wait on us. The word of God say the greatest among you is a servant. So before any of these attributes, the fruits of the Spirit can be produced, we got to do all of this. All these things I told you. We got to exercise. We got to do Christian work. We got to do them all. We got to pray. Amen? We cannot make it without any of it. If you think you can, you're fooling yourself. This is a service and salvation for others, which is very food and life and exercise. As we take Christ's name, we shall follow his steps, doing what we can to help the needy, relieve the distressed, and encourage the downhearted. We can't do none of that if we are not built up. We can't do any of that without the word of God on the inside of us. That's what it's about. He said we are helpers of one another. We're supposed to pick our brothers up. But it's hard to pick them up if you ain't got nothing in you either. So somebody got to be able to help the other. Or either you could give me something and I can give you something. We can stand up together. But it's not going to work. I don't care what we do, how we do it, without God, we can't do nothing. Most of all, we shall do our utmost, losing no opportunity to point sinners to the Lamb of God. You know, I read it in this word. The word said our jobs is to bring souls to Christ. We do a lot of things in the church. Pastor's anniversary, church anniversary, Women's Day, dinners on Sunday, dinners on Sunday. We do a lot of things. But we know why we do it, to help to bring funds or whatever into the church. But God says our jobs is to bring souls into the kingdom. He appreciates that more than anything. Not the dinners, not the programs. It's all right to have them because I like to go to them too. But our jobs is to bring souls into the kingdom. That's what it's about. Amen? Most of all, we should do our utmost. No opportunity to point sinners to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's hard to bring people to Christ if you ain't got these fruits of the Spirit developing you. Somewhere along the way, we're going to be lacking. Amen? John 1 and 29 says, feeding on the word, keeping the heart constantly in the spirit of prayer. We got to pray. We don't wait till Sunday to pray. A lot of us wait till we come to church Sunday, a prayer meeting on Wednesday or Friday, then we pray. That's not going to work. We got to pray every day. The book of Proverbs say, pray without ceasing, continually. You don't always have to get on your knees to pray. You could be driving down the street. You could be cleaning up your house. You could be sitting at your desk at work. You can get up and go to the bathroom and pray. It's a pray without ceasing. Continue to pray at all times. Amen? Feeding on the word, keeping the heart constantly in the spirit of prayer, and concentrating our energies to the eternal welfare of our fellow men. Do you know what happens when you pray without ceasing? You pray at all times. You be talking a regular conversation, and before you realize, you be saying, in the name of Jesus. That's what happens when you pray all the time. You just become a prayer. You be a prayer warrior. Prayer will stay in your mouth as you continue to pray, feeding on the word, keeping the heart constantly in the spirit of prayer, and concentrating our energies to the eternal welfare of our fellow men. That's the ideal Christian, the happiest, most satisfactory life that man can know on this earth. Amen? If you want peace of mind and you want to be content, my pastor preached just the other Sunday, be content at whatever state we're in. If you want to be content, you got to stay in this word. You got to stay before God in prayer. I don't know no other way. And that goes for all of us. The Bible said there's no big eyes and no little U's. Nobody's no better than others. We all need Jesus. We can't make it without him. Let me bear my do others see Christ living in you? To every Christian and listening in, let me say, if you're living for Christ, you're doing more than anything else that you possibly could do to bring men to him. Amen? Continue to live for Christ and do it the way God wanted it to be done. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318 729-0860 or 318.